We'll just let a few more people come in, okay?
Okay, I did hit record.
Thank you. Okay, so welcome and thank you for joining us this afternoon. As many of you know, but for those who don't know, my name is Linda Melendez and I serve as the president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. And we had scheduled this important call with Customer Service Access Link back in January. And I let them pick the date and time. And sadly, yesterday they canceled on us. It was told to me that they were canceling due to staffing issues. So we can take that for what we individually would like to take that for. But I apologize that Access Link is canceled. And I did not want to leave everybody in the dark. So I thought it would be best if we had something of a little bit more informal call where I could go through questions and answers and things of that nature. So I just want to say that this started because of the January senior call where many seniors were confused, as they should be, because this is a very confusing program. You have to sign up for it, as well as you already signed up for Access Link, and then you got to download Lyft or Uber and things like that. So, and speaking with Jamie, we thought it would be best to have Access Link clarify things for us. So I do apologize for that. So I do want to say that the Rider's Choice 2.0 program is an additional function of Access Link to provide options for us. And for those of us that have been using it, it's been a game changer. You can download Lyft or Uber. You can make a reservation like that minute. You can choose priority. If it's within the Access Link region, it crosses out the dollar amount and it puts $2 in there. And then after that first $2, the next $30 Access Link pays. So if you're going somewhere and it's $27, it'll cost you $2 and Access Link pays the $25. Anything over $32 is billed to your debit or credit card, whatever you have on file, whether it be Lyft or Uber. I know recently I had to go to Newark Penn Station and the ride would have been like, $79 and they took off $30. So for me, it was worth it to do the $40 because I have to change trains and I got dropped off right in the place. So we can make a personal choice if we want to pay the extra over $32, or we can make the reservation through Access Link and get an Access Link vehicle. Going to Newark is difficult for me because it's a transfer and then it's very busy in Newark. So I do like this program. Last month and this month, I've used all 20 vouchers. I have no more vouchers left. Probably if I didn't have knee replacement surgery, I would have used them all in, it's not the first time. So I do want to say that for those of us who don't have Access Link service on Sunday, this is the game changer. Monmouth County has little to no buses on Sunday. And so I typically do not have Access Link available to me, but I am able to use the Rider's Choice program on Sunday and still go somewhere. So that's a benefit for those of us who don't have Sunday bus service. One of the things that, and it starts at, I think, 5 a.m. So somebody like me, I couldn't get a lift. I couldn't get a vehicle before 8 or 9 a.m. One of the downsides, though, that is if you're from the North Jersey, the Access Link or the Rider's Choice program ends at 9 o'clock, and at that point, you'd have to use the vehicles. So,
7 o'clock
said all
for
this,
some of
I just
us.
wanted to clarify a few things. Now, I do want to take questions. However, you must raise your hand. And Ellen will call on you because I'm expecting all of us to have questions. But more importantly, I want people to hear the answers. Well, first of all, hear the question, hear the answers because we are recording this call because your question may not be only for you, it may be for others. So I guess we should open it up for actually, Phil, do you know anything different about this program than what I've said being on the New Jersey Transit Citizens Advisory Council, Phil Harrison?
No, I don't. And as you know, the Citizens Advisory committee for the state has been ordered by the executive director not to discuss Access Link. So frankly, I am pretty much in the dark about Access Link.
Okay.
But I'm surprised, Linda, that you didn't mention that email that we got from the Mecca Parker, which said they were going to terminate this program of June.
I'm going to get to that next. Okay, so before we get to the question, so this program started in July of 2024, and it was Writers' Choice 1.0. And then in January, we had to sign up for it, and then it was Writers' Choice 2.0. And this particular Writers' Choice program will end on July 31st. So it's a one-year program. And what many people don't know is the Attorney General, not from just New Jersey, but the state attorney, the federal Attorney General took Access Link to court and was going to sue them. There were a number of complaints that hit their radar. And so Access Link had to enter into a settlement with the federal Attorney General. Having said that, Lyft and Uber do not randomly drug test their drivers. Not a program where they want to do it, Lyft or Uber, and it's not something that the state or Access Link is going to do, because there could be, we don't know how many drivers, 10,000 drivers, and that program is a logistical nightmare to have on random drug testing. Now, when you take the bus vehicle, the contractors, the employees know that they could be randomly drug tested at any time, no notice. And so that's why they're able to contract to the agencies or the companies that take it. And so they're meeting the federal requirement of having mandatory random drug testing. Since Lyft and Uber are not going to do that, they can no longer allow us to use Lyft and Uber because we don't know if they're alcohol and or drug free. So that's why this program is ending in July 31st, because that makes it a 1 year. Probably Access Link signed a 1 year contract with them. And so they have to fill that contract. That's an assumption on my part. I don't know that for sure. We do not know what's going to take its place. And I tried to get this information, but it is not for public notice yet. So on August 1st, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping that's before the end of July that we have some notice of what's going to happen. And I hope that we're not greatly disappointed, because as I said, this Lyft or Uber has really been a game changer for the disabled community, not just the blind community, but the disabled community. You know, having 20 vouchers, I wish it was more, but it is what it is. But yes, so I do see that Linda D has her hand up. So Linda D, you can unmute, followed by Linda Dominic. And that's a triple Linda sandwich. Linda Melendez, Linda D, Linda Dominic.
Yes.
Linda Dominic? I don't
Linda
think so. Hi. I was wondering, is it possible when you sign up for the program to just sign up for Lyft only, or do you have to get Lyft or Uber?
No, it's one or the other. See, some people use both apps, Lyft and or Uber. And I just want to say, if you have Lyft or Uber and you are getting vouchers on both of them, don't tell anyone. You're not supposed to. You are not supposed to. So I just want to put that out there in the universe. I don't want to know who's getting it. I know, but just don't tell them. So you can download the application Lyft. You can go through that whole process, put your card on file, and then when you go to open up the Lyft application, when you put in the address, if it's Access Link accessible, it will show the price slashed out with $2 next to it to the right. It's almost like the slash, like when you know when you're doing sticks for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have that slash to go to symbolize 5. It's almost like that slash. And then it puts $2. Now, my driver, so my Stop and Shop, if I get off at one end of the parking lot, it's no longer Access Link accessible. And so when I got out of the cab, I mean, the car, it charged me the full price. I had to go through all of the headaches of notifying Access Link and getting them to change it to $2. So So you need to be very careful where you're being dropped off. So you want to try and trick them. It's not going to happen.
Okay, I have another question, please.
Sure.
Is it too late to sign up for the program?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
January 31st. Now, I would call Access Think Customer Service. I would let them know that, you know, that you were uncomfortable at that time or whatever it is. And I don't want to put words in your mouth. We can talk offline and see if they'll do it. I'm not sure, because if they do it for one, they have to do it for all. I do want to say that if you did not have Access Link, and let's just say you became a client on February 1st, I would fight for them to give me this program, because you didn't become a client until after the deadline ended.
Four, hands up. Linda Dominic is next.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I really just wanted to make a comment, not because I know the question. Linda Melendez mentioned that she doesn't know, they don't know when it's going to, you know, replace, what's going to replace, which concerns me because, you know, I've been getting to work on time and et cetera. But I was wondering, Linda Melendez, have you noticed when you, have you experienced this where there are people like, there's a couple of times this happened, but basically the program has been excellent for me, but where the person doesn't speak English. And there's a couple of times where they didn't know how to use the app, the driver themselves. And then it was a big issue. And then I says, oh boy, I've got to get out of this car because I want to make sure that I'm going in the proper destination. Did you experience that, Linda? Because that happened to me maybe twice.
I have experienced where English is not their primary language, but I didn't get out of the car. When you say they didn't know the app, you mean the Lyft or Uber app?
The Uber guy did not even know how to handle the app. Okay.
Which app?
The Uber app. He's
okay,
a driver.
Okay, yeah. That's something that Access Link, I mean. So
it's not
what
Access
Link
issue, it's
is
Uber.
I would have called Access Link and told them about it. But there have been times, because it's not like the vehicle, there have
right.
been times where I've struggled with communication.
Right.
Some drivers have turned on a translator. There
right.
have been times where they wanted to either pick me up or drop me off, not in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure I have my white service cane out so that they see this.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold down mm-hmm. the window and say, you got to come over here. I don't see well enough to cross the street. So,
mm-hmm.
so there are some down pits too.
No, I know. But overall, overall, it's been really excellent. I'm just worried that what's going to happen next. And
I'm worried too.
Really, I am, because of what the job and everything else in terms of getting here in the time frame, et cetera.
We have no control over that.
Yeah.
Fighting
yeah.
New Jersey Transit is yes, it's very difficult. Yes. So
hey, Clark King.
I don't think that we're going to get anywhere. Okay. Who's next?
Clark King. Clark King is next.
Hi, Linda. I had to jump off in the very beginning for a few minutes. But there was a letter that came out.
Yes.
And they said that the program was ending June 30th. Or
was it
changing.
June 30th or July 31st? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was June 30th.
Okay, June 30th.
But also,
okay.
The Writer's Choice program, the Writer's Choice program, I didn't think was going away. They were just changing the TCMs.
And that's the impression I've gotten, Clark. And as I said earlier, the reason why it's changing, and we don't know where it's changing to, they will not give any hints about it. It's not for public notice yet, is because the Lyft and Uber drivers or the Lyft and Uber companies do not have mandatory random drug tests.
I read the letter and that's what they said. The program has been around now for Zone 6 and Zone 4. The program was around since July. Zone 5, it's been around, I think, at the beginning of 2024. If not in 2023. So that program has been around a lot longer. And, you know, some people, yeah, they do get Uber and Lyft because you got to get 40 rides. We get 40 rides in Zone 6. We get the black and white in the Lyft for our 40 rides a month. So the reason, but I think that because like Zone 5, they don't have the access to black and white. They get, that's why they get both Lyft and Uber. I they're supposed to get Lyft and Uber. I don't think that that's like a they've
I
always
don't
gotten
have it. So I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, is this something that they shouldn't be getting?
Right.
So
no,
thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, if you're in zone 6 and zone 4, no. But if you're in zone 5, you should be getting, you do get both.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And again, this would have been great if Access Link would have been here, you know, because, yes, and one time I did have the black and white car pull up for me, even though I didn't call them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
next is Jennifer Uchinel. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second, Ellen. Before it became June of 2024, that was only for selected people that signed up for it. So it was random. And so they were like the beta testers.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Clark.
Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer.
Yes, hi. A couple of questions, please, one of which you may have answered. I had signed up for this in the fall, never went through with putting the Uber and the Lyft, whatever you call it, on my phone. And then I received a text from Black and White Taxi stating that to reach out to them. So I very naively did. They quoted a price for me, which was astronomical. So I didn't pursue it any further. Then as a result of our senior call, I said, well, I'm an idiot. Let me call back, make sure I'm registered. They said yes. So I have waited for this phone call to clarify whether I need Uber or I need Lyft. If I understood you correctly, it's either Uber or Lyft.
Well, depending upon what region you live in, we just don't talk, you may get 20 vouchers on Uber and 20 vouchers on Lyft. But since you have black and white, you may not be eligible for them. So what region are you?
I'm region 6.
Okay, yeah, so you only get one. So you either download Lyft or Uber and then stick with it because they'll send you the vouchers on the first of the month. And if you go back and forth, it'll cause complications.
Hey, Linda.
Okay. So then I should stick with either Uber or with Lyft.
Hold on 1 second. Clark, did you have something to clarify this?
Yeah, she had a question about the black and white and being charged. I know why that is the case. So
okay, thank you.
Black and White Taxi operates in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Yes.
Right. So if you don't, so when they're coming to pick you up, they're charging you, they call it dead miles for the time it takes them to come. Now, regardless of where you're being picked up and going to, you could be going 2 miles down the road. They're charging you from going from Bloomfield all the way to where they're going to pick you up. That's why it's cost so much. And that's why a lot of people don't want to use black and white taxi if you live far away. So
thank you. And that was my assumption because I'm not next door to Bloomfield.
Right. They call it
dead miles. Thank you. May I just clarify something, Linda? Did you say put both apps on the phone?
No,
but
not
going
for you because you're in region 6.
6.
Yeah. And so stick with one app. Same for me, region 4. I stick with one app.
Okay.
See, there's now, some other regions, they get vouchers. Hold on 1 second, Jennifer. Some of the other regions, they don't have access to black and white taxi, so they're allowed to put Lyft and Uber and go between the two. I can't do that. I'm region 4. You're region 6. So download one app. Make sure Access Link is sending you the vouchers. Tomorrow starts a new month. So I would download the app today or tomorrow and then call Access Link. If you don't see 20 free rides, then give them a call and say, please send my vouchers to Lyft.
Thank you. Then my next question is, I go on the app to book the ride with Uber. So that is then going to be my mode of transportation. They're not going to flip me over to Access Link, are they?
No. No. No.
And they will let me know when I book what the cost of the ride is.
Well, if you have VoiceOver on, it will tell you. But if you don't have VoiceOver on, you'll need to look at it. But if you get dropped off outside of that region, so like I got dropped off at the beginning of the parking lot for a stop. And that area was not Access Link accessible. So instead of being charged $2, I was charged, you know, $12.97. I had to go through a whole lot of screens to get that fixed, you know, because they saw that it was like so close to the region. So now I know to get dropped off in front of Stop and Shop and not in the parking lot.
Gotcha. My last question is,
Hold on, I'm sorry. You gotta be careful. You gotta be mindful and you gotta watch it.
Okay, is it the Uber company that controls the cost or the driver?
It's the Uber company that controls the cost. However, the companies, when I say Lyft and or Uber, so people can know that.
Got it.
Lyft and or Uber, they get on the Access Link destinations, they are plugged in. So you can't try to trick the system, you know? So like CVS was down the street, and I know that that's not Access Link accessible, but I had them bring me there, and then I realized that I was trying to play the system, and it didn't work. So the two companies, they know the routes, and they know the pricing, and it's basically done through the computer, and the driver has nothing to do with the pricing. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is be very careful, because a couple of times I hit the 5-star and I didn't realize it, and it moved over to a $5 tip, and I didn't mean to give them a $5 tip. So you got to be very, very mindful.
Okay. The tips are not in cash?
No, you put the tips on. When the ride is done, you give them a rating, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. And then if you go down and you want to give them a tip, they have $2, $3, and $5, but you underneath it says custom tip. So you can custom tip them. But I didn't realize that in doing whatever I was doing, that I had on my phone, I had moved it over to $5 when I meant to leave it at $2. So he got an extra $3 from me. So lesson learned.
Got it. Linda, my last question, you said you went to the CVS. Was that out of your region?
Yes, by maybe 500 feet.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. So as long as you're in the region, you're okay.
Yes, but be very careful. Very, very careful.
Gotcha.
So if you know that you're in region and you're not charged $2 or whatever is over the $30, you don't call Access Link to fix the problem. You got to go through screen with the application to fix the situation.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next name is Paul and Elaine.
Yes, Paul and Elaine.
Paul, are you able to speak?
Oh, hello.
I'm doing a talk show.
Yes, I am. Yes, this is Paul. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Paul. We
can hear you, Paul.
Hey, could anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We can hear you, Paul.
I called Access Link to complain, mate. Pardon? I called quite a few times to complain I'm glad they're not going to do away with the rider's choice. But before I found out the reason why, I even called the U.S. Department of Transportation from the American Disabilities Act, and there wasn't anything they could tell me. I've called countless times, and then when I called the last time, they said that the reason the Uber and Lyft are not participating, and this is what I found out, which is everyone knows now, is that they don't want to.
You're breaking up.
Be subjected to a drug and alcohol test. Of course, at the times when I've called, I didn't know.
Paul. Is there a question in there? Paul, you keep fading in and out.
Paul, we can't hear you now.
My internet's a little unstable right now.
Okay.
Yeah, my internet's not very stable. Pardon me?
Okay.
Paul, you're fading in and out, so we may have to talk offline. I was just wondering if there was a question
could you hear me?
In there. Okay, we're going to move on to Roman. Roman?
Roman.
Hey, am I audible?
Yes.
I just wanted,
yes,
I also
you
wanted
are.
To, I also would like to make a comment regarding the language barrier problem. I also experienced a Lyft driver. I'm in the region 6, by the way. A Lyft driver did not speak English, and I had a lot of issues when it comes to communicating, and he almost dropped me across the road of the college where I supposed to be dropped off. So like I'm also another individual who experienced any problem. I just want to have make a comment on that.
Thank you for that, Roman. And these comments really need to go to accessing customer service, option 5, because they need to know this. I'm willing to listen to them, and I empathize because I have the same thing, but nothing's going to happen if we don't call accessing and say, hey, we're getting drivers that don't speak English. And maybe that's another reason, you know, but I don't know what they're going to replace it with. And I don't know that it's going to be comparable or better than Access or Lyft. So even with the language barriers and them wanting to drop me off or pick me up at the wrong side of the street, I still want the program.
The next question is from a telephone number ending in 5487.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Derek Frazier. I'm sorry I missed the roll call, but I have a comment to make, not a question. As a suggestion, depending on what type of smart device you have, you do have the ability to communicate with a lot of different languages using translation. And it's a very simple command. It's, hey, Siri, how do I say, can you please make a right in Russian? Because I've had to do it multiple times. And you can actually hold your phone up and the driver can hear, they can hear you, and then you can also flip it back for him to say whatever he wants to say to you. It's an invaluable tool.
Thank you, Derek. That's a great suggestion.
Okay. Next is Phil Harrison.
Two things. That issue of them not speaking the language. You mentioned, Linda, that you can rate the driver, and I would certainly rate him the absolute bottom. I have never rated the driver, but I notice on times they have asked me if they have a good rating, or they brag to me that they have a good rating. So if you have a driver like that, you want to rate them as the absolute worst. I don't know if Uber has any sort of customer service or complaint procedure, but at the very least, rate that driver the very worst. Another thing I wanted to mention is you didn't know what was going to replace it. In that letter from Namika Parker, she inferred that it would be replaced by these paratransit companies, Userv and VIA. They are companies that do provide paratransit service. They're private companies. I suspect they're for profit. And they do vet their drivers, give them drug testing, and they are strictly providing paratransit services, and they do work in other states. And as I understand, they've just been admitted in New Jersey. And she inferred in that letter that they would take the place of Uber and Lyft. However, they're much more expensive because they obviously are going to have to pay their drivers. They're going to drug test them. They're going to train their drivers. They handle strictly paratransit. So exactly how it's going to work, we don't know. But she did infer that this program, Rider's Choice and the use of Uber, would be replaced by these companies that like Userv and VIA that do paratransit services.
And we don't know if we're going to have to share the ride with somebody and things like that. So there's still a lot of unknown. But thank you for that clarification, Phil. And I just want to say that, so yes, you can give the driver a bad rating, but that's a personal choice that each person will have to make on their own. Yes, Anne-Marie Harris.
Anne-Marie Harris.
Thank you. Anne-Marie, you're muted. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I have two comments. One is, since having this Rider's Choice and I signed up with 2.0, twice I had an issue where when I first signed up and once more since then, where Uber did not load the vouchers. Getting an answer or an explanation from Access Link was a nightmare both times. The first
That's because they tell you to go to the application themselves.
No. The first time when I said, why are they not there? Because they were telling me they loaded them. It turned out, which I don't even know, I've been using Access Link 22 years. I don't even know when this happened. But apparently at some point I was 15 cents short and they kept a record of it and they wouldn't release my Uber passes until that 15 cents was paid.
My goodness.
But if I didn't know, how am I going to pay it? Like it, I can't even imagine when it happened. And my second.
Hold on, someone is echoing. I think I'm gonna mute that person. It went away. Okay, all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Emily.
No, it's okay. It's okay. My second. This is just a comment. I really think this is about liability and nothing else. And I think Access Link in general, if none of you.
That's David Berman. David Berman, I'm going to have to mute you, David. Oh, there he is. Muted. All right, go ahead.
If not, if you've been lucky enough not to experience an accident on Access Link, I'm happy for you. I've experienced four of them over the past 22 years. And the first thing these drivers are taught to do is hand you a medical release form. That's their job. They have a clipboard. They get this medical release form out. And only one time did I have symptoms where I went to the hospital. And long story short, no one answered my calls from Access Link. No one sent an accident report. I had to fish it up myself. Access Link has New Jersey Transit's insurance at that time. This was 2 years ago. Was in New York City. Then when I called them, just like Access Link subcontracts with New Jersey Transit, same story with the insurance. They gave me another company to call. I called the other company. They said they wouldn't pay my emergency room bills and tests and to go after the driver of the other car. Well, my feeling is when I get in their vehicle, they're responsible for me, whatever should happen. And it turned out the other car, the driver had something called Good to Go, which had no medical coverage. I wasn't looking for anything but my bill to be paid. It cost me and my husband $1,000.
Well, sorry for that, Emery.
Yeah, and, they
and, and that's why they're changing it so that yeah, because with the Lyft and Uber and the drug test and everything like that. So I do hear your comment. There are lots of people with questions. I just want to know, is there something in particular that
I would like to know, whatever should happen going forward, Linda, that there's a better way to communicate if you have a glitch, because I sent three emails, talked to three different people. Nobody could tell me why my Uber passes were not loaded the second time. And then one of those representatives said, well, the person who knows all about that, I'll let her know you called. Well, I'm sorry. We should be able to talk to somebody who knows all about it, or they should all know all about it.
Now, did this happen at the beginning of the program?
No, no.
No. Okay.
This just happened in February, okay. In the beginning of the month, or I'm sorry, the end of January.
So I do want to say two things. One, being short the 15 cents, if you go into the app and you look underneath your wallet, it tells you how much money you have and if you're in the red.
Well, the only thing is I was new to the program then,
yeah.
So that's I wouldn't have known that. But this most recent incident, it took them 3 weeks to almost the end of January to load my Uber passes, and no one seemed to know what to do with me. And they run this program. I think they should all know when you call customer service what to do with whatever your problem may be.
I agree with you, and that would be a complaint that you'd have to file with them, Anne-Marie. Unfortunately, there's nothing we at the NFB of New Jersey can do about that, except encourage everybody, file a complaint.
Okay, I will, but literally all they do is send an automatic response, and then you don't hear anything.
I know.
All right, thank you, Linda.
We're dealing with, everyone thinks that they're a state agency, and they're not, they report to the state, but they have their own monies and budgets and things like that. I'm well, sorry that you went through all that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Andy Smith has his hand up.
Andy, you have the floor.
I've actually got a question for you. I'm not just whining. I'd be interested to know your thoughts in this petition that's been going around. There's a petition that's been going around to essentially save this. Have you seen this petition?
Lyft and Uber?
Yeah, have you seen this petition, Linda?
No, I have not, but I don't think it's going to do any good.
No, I don't think it is either.
I wish it would do some good. I mean, because I'm all in favor of petitions. Maybe that's why I'm a Federationist, but I don't think it's going to do any good because Attorney General is involved, and so they have to work with them, you know. So if they say it has to go, it has to go. And I spoke with somebody who said, well, why can't New Jersey Transit do the mandatory drug testing randomly? Do you know what a logistical nightmare that would be? That's why Lyft and Uber don't want to do it. Not New Jersey Transit or New Jersey's responsibility to do that. That's why they're doing an alternate program, you know. Paul,
then I think that everybody's complaining about them not dropping you off in the right place, the language barrier. You've proven their point that this isn't working for a lot of people. That's a completely different thing. They draw texting a different thing, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, for some people, some disabled people, it's been difficult, and it hasn't been a game changer for them. And nothing's gonna work perfectly. But I'm just hoping that whatever we get is comparable to what we're going to be losing, because it's been a game changer for the majority of disabled people, in my opinion. Thank you, Andy. Paul, I see you're back.
Paul, can you unmute yourself? Okay. Clark King is after Paul.
Go ahead, Clark.
What Anne Marie was saying is there was a if you're setting up your Lyft or Uber, you have to make sure that your phone number that you're using on Uber and Lyft are the same as what it is on AccessLink. That I know people have had trouble getting their vouchers because the phone number is different.
Right.
So if your phone number and your contact phone number and AccessLink is different and the contact number you have on Uber and Lyft when you set up on the app, the vouchers will not load.
Meaning, Clark, thank you for that. Meaning that if you're using someone else's phone to try and book that ride through Lyft or Uber, it's not going to work because they don't have access to all the vouchers. But I think Anne-Marie was using her phone. Anne-Marie, correct?
Right. Or you have a landline versus a... you put your landline on the on Access Link, and you're using your cell phone on Lyft, you know, the government.
That's a good point, Clark.
And then I spoke with someone who uses Userve in another state, in Maryland. And they did say they do have a platform, and that you can book rides that they come like within 15 minutes to an hour. They can come when you reserve it. And and that the drivers, they can use any platform, you know, they could also be on Uber or Lyft as well, but they're also certified to be on this transportation as well, for paratransportation services. I think the key question is how many drivers in the state of New Jersey are signed up to work on that platform when they, you know, because it could just be the same thing as AccessLink, where there's just not enough drivers to accommodate the number of disabled people who want to use it. And, I think AccessLink has to really look at that that aspect for Userve, is how many people are signing up for, or how many drivers are signing up. They say that they get paid more than an Uber and Lyft drivers do, like the percentage of money. I think those are some of the questions when they try to sell this, that this is going to be just as good as Uber and Lyft, you know, that they should actually, you know, be able to tell us how many people who are using, how many drivers are actually on this platform, working on this platform, so that when you call for a ride, that as someone can, you're going to be able to get it at a reasonable time. And and lastly, we had this discussion at our chapter meeting last month, and sometimes when we want to talk, we're talking about the Rider's Choice Program, but then it turns into, you know, complaints about, you know, Uber and Lyft, and they're all valid, you understand, as well as Access Link. But like you said, Linda, you know, nothing's going to happen if you just talk to me. You know, you got to be able to, you know, you got to talk to the people who can hopefully make a change, you know, the actual company. You know, some things are an Uber and Lyft issue where you got to contact them, and some things are an Access Link issue where you got to contact them. And, you know, and so you have to go to the, you know, the customer service to really have an impact, because, you know, it's yes, only, well, you know, us talking amongst each right. other, us talking amongst each other is not going
to. No, you're right. It has to go to the appropriate the place. And I'm not saying that we can't express our comments here, but nothing's going to change here, you know? And Clark, you do make some good points. How many drivers? And they're also, can we track it the way we can track between Lyft and Uber? So there are a lot of unknowns, you know? And so I'm, you know, apprehensive that it's going to be a game changer the way it's been now. Thank you, Clark.
Yep.
Paul, you're still muted.
Clarice Knight.
But also we have Clarice Knight who wants to unmute. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome. Clarice.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. So question. I know the pilot or Rider's Choice program is going to leave in July. So does that mean the pilot 1.0, you know, when they first started, they would send an Uber or Lyft in case Access Link couldn't make it to you? Is that gonna go away too? Or
we have no answers, Clarice.
Okay.
Probably not. Because they're not drug tested, so the mm-hmm. same thing's gonna apply. So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no. But maybe they'll send one of these other drivers. I don't know. So we're gonna have to wait and see how things unfold.
Yeah, because I like that. I mean, even though the rider's choice is gonna be gone, which kind of stinks. But I at least like the 1.0 because for one thing, you know, if Access Link can't get to you, you know, you get straight to your where you have to go, like work or a doctor's appointment. But on the other hand,
I don't think it's going to be a Lyft or Uber.
Right. But on the other hand, it's free too. So they'll send you, you know, a ride and, you know, they don't.
We'll have to see how it goes. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say it will not be Lyft or Uber because why would they use them in that instance if they can't use them for the whole program? It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Not falling in a alignment with the policy. Okay. Paul, I see that you're unmuted now.
Yes, Paul's unmuted.
Yes.
Paul, are you?
I do have a question. Now, you said that they're still going to have the Rider's Choice program, no matter what other company is going to replace Uber and Lyft. My question to that is, whatever the other companies are they going to have apps where we would need to contact them directly, or do we got to go through Access Link to get them?
We don't know. We have to wait and see. These are questions that they wouldn't even answer if they were on this call because they're not ready for public notice. So do we have to download an app? I don't know. Can we trace it or track it? I don't know. Unfortunately, this is beyond what they're willing to share with us right now. Sorry, Paul. Ed
Godfrey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very
you're
much.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to say this too, Linda. This program has been a game changer for me. I've used it for doctor's appointments, going to stores and things like this. So I hope it does continue. I guess I'm fortunate that I'm in a region where I got 40 rides a month. I get the Lyft and Uber. And so I don't know what we can do to continue it because some of this stuff is out of Access Link's control, I think. But for me, it's been great. I've been on the pilot programs when it was in beta. So I got some of the early vouchers. But I get a ride to work just about every day with Uber, back and forth. I haven't had a bus in months to my job. So, you know, it's going to be what I
have
to
say. I haven't
had
a bus since July when I started it.
Yeah. But, you know, I've I mean, you're going to have issues. That's just the nature of the beast when you deal with these things. But I would say 90% of my experiences have been positive with the Uber and Lyft programs.
Yeah, and we don't know what we're going to be getting. So, and there could be some hiccups at the beginning, you know, and I wish I had these answers. Trust me, I pushed to try and get some answers. And they have clammed up. They're not sharing anything more than what Namika Parker's email had.
Phil Harrison raised his hand.
Yes, Phil.
I had two things I want to say. Any of you who are on the tech call know that I'm not very techy, and so I do not use the Uber app. I use the program. I don't use Uber very much, but for short distances so I can get to Access Link territory. I'm outside their service territory. I use a program called GoGo Grandparent, and they say on there they will advocate on your behalf. At one point, I called an Uber, and I had an argument with a guy, and he wouldn't take me where I wanted to go, and so I had to get another Uber, again, through this GoGo Grandparent that I use. They charged me for that. So I GoGo Grandparent says that they will advocate on your behalf. So I call GoGo Grandparent, and I complained that they charged me when the guy wouldn't take me. And then a couple of weeks later, I got it back from GoGo Grandparent. They had worked it out, and the charge was taken off of my account. Now, there must be, I thought maybe I could check with GoGo Grandparent, see how they're able to do it. There must be some sort of customer service for Uber and Lyft as well. You probably don't want to use that GoGo Grandparent because for any distance, of course, they obviously charge. But there must be a way that in fact, you can complain to Uber to get your money back or to complain.
Well, what you need to do is go through a bunch of menus and get to that selection, which is sometimes cumbersome, especially if you can't see. There is no number to call. Everything needs to be done through the app. So you have to file it, you know. So I don't remember what they say, you know. So you can say issue, and then it gives you choices. And if it's not listed there, then you say other, and then it gives you other choices. And it's not as easy as it seems, but they won't give you a number. However, when I did have the situation where I was, like, right in the parking lot, someone did call me, but it was a blocked number. But there's no way to get customer service live on the phone. You have to go through the apps, you know, but through the menu.
One other thing a suggestion, I don't know if this would work, but that letter that came from the Mecca Parker, the FTA and the DOJ, their pronouncements were both under the old administration. They were before January 20th. I tend to think that this new administration is not going to be as concerned with disability rights. We might call up the new DOJ or Access Link and say, we want this program. We want this Writer's Choice program. And maybe as long as each person signs a waiver, you may not want to sign a waiver, but you might have to sign a waiver of liability against Access Link or something like that, maybe they would continue it. Like I say, the pronouncements that the Uber, they don't drug test and they're not ADA compliant, came under the old administration. The new administration might change that. And again, if you signed a waiver, possibly we could get this program to continue. Just a thought.
So, Phil, it's Linda. I've been on this council with you. Not sure we're going to be effective. Not saying we shouldn't try it, but not sure we're going to be effective. If they don't want it, it's not going to happen. So it is 2:51. I do want to be respectful of everybody's time. I don't have any closing remarks except that I will keep you informed as I get informed. Definitely keep talking about it if you need to at your chapter meetings. If you find something out, let your chapter president know so that he can share it on our chapter president and VP calls. But I think what we need to do is make sure that we're having effective communication in our organization about what's happening. And I'm hopeful that it's going to be comparable to what we have. I really am. But I have to say, I'm normally an optimistic person. With the Access Link, I'm not always so optimistic in New Jersey Transit.
Thank you, Linda. Do you want me to stop the recording?
Yes.
This is Paula.